He's the first non-European pope in over 1,000 years, as well as the first from Latin America. Now Pope Francis is showing himself to be even more of a trailblazer. In an interview with an Italian Jesuit journal, the pope has criticised the church's preoccupation with issues like abortion and homosexuality. Catholic commentators in Australia say the interview could herald change within the church. Lucy Carter reports.
At over 12,000 words, Pope Francis's interview with Civiltà Cattolica doesn't make for light reading, but it is an insight into the man who's now been pope for 6 months. Pope Francis appears to directly criticise the church's opposition to controversial issues like homosexuality, abortion and contraception. He says the Catholic Church
sometimes has locked itself up in small things, in small-minded rules.
And goes on to say that
we have to find a new balance, otherwise even the moral edifice of the church is likely to fall like a house of cards, losing the freshness and fragrance of the gospel. The proclamation of the saving love of God comes before moral and religious imperatives. Today, sometimes it seems that the opposite order is prevailing.
The interview has already been translated into more than a dozen languages. Priest, human rights lawyer and Australian Catholic University academic Father Frank Brennan believes the Pope's words will resonate with many around the world.
There'll definitely be some of the more conservative Catholics who will be upset at this and who will think that he's letting down the party line. But I think for many others, particularly those who have got children and grandchildren who are coming on, who are wondering what so much of this church teaching is about, I think they'll find that there's a spring in their step, that indeed the church, after all, is relevant to people's daily lives.
Father Brennan says it appears that Pope Francis is attempting to modernise and progress the Catholic Church.
I think he is, but it's not just in terms of the comments. It's also that he's given such a lengthy interview and that he's now conducting himself in such an informal fashion. Let's remember that during the week he also gave a sermon where he said that Catholics should be meddling in politics. Well, that's very refreshing to hear after some of the things that Pope Benedict had been saying.
Michael Kelly is a gay Catholic writer and former spokesman for the Rainbow Sash movement. He says the Pope appears to be trying to shift the views of hardline Catholics.
He says quite strongly that the first reform that's needed is the reform of attitude, that structural and organisational reforms come later. And so what he's giving really is a reform in the whole attitude the church takes towards people who are gay, towards people who've, you know, had an abortion. He keeps coming back again and again to it's the person. You have to see the person.
So as a gay Catholic, how do those words make you feel?
Well, we've still got a long way to go. I mean, we've just had a few decades of a very rigid, very negative approach to all of these kinds of issues. You know, to be quite frank, you know, I'm nearly 60 years old, and as a gay Catholic, I'd given up ever thinking I would hear words of understanding and warmth from the Pope around being gay. It's all been very, very harsh. And so there is a sense of relief and delight.
ACU academic Father Frank Brennan says Pope Francis did seem hesitant when discussing the role of women in the church.
Clearly he's making the move that he wants to see greater accommodation of women within the church, but there's no indication that he wants to move towards the ordination of women. So I think this sort of thing highlights that he knows that change comes very gradually.
Gay Catholic writer Michael Kelly agrees that it seems like change is coming to the Catholic Church.
There's a bit of panic setting in amongst some of the right-wing crowd. I think they're going to be rushing to minimise the idea that there's any change in doctrine. But, you know, if you actually read the interview, the winds of change just blow you over. The sense of openness and warmth and wanting to actually listen to people. So I think it's going to be, going to be a rough time ahead. I hope it's going to be a rough time ahead for some of the more rigid doctrinal right-wingers.
PM contacted the Archbishops of Brisbane, Sydney and Tasmania. However, all declined to comment.
Lucy Carter reporting.